Hey there, listeners. Today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode. Every single Friday, we give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training community. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, our great community, a whole lot more. And every single Friday, we do a weekly random draw and give away a lifetime membership. All you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review to enter the weekly random draw. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art and you'll see a link that says give us a rating and review. Just click it and the rest is a piece of cake. If you're on your computer, just go to 100mba.net/show. All the instructions are on the bottom. You too can win a free ride. Let's jump into today's episode. To the $100 MBA show, the business podcast that gives it to you straight every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online over at 100mba.net. And in today's lesson, we're going to get real. You might find me calling you out today, and it's all out of love, and it's all out of making sure that you win. Today we're going to find out, are you playing business or are you doing business? Because there's a difference. There's a huge difference. And many of us are still playing business, and there's good reason why. We'll talk about what the difference is, how to move from playing business to doing business, and make sure you're making progress with growing your business today. I've been meaning to do this episode for some time now, but I've been holding back because I wanted to craft it in a particular way. I'm excited because I think this is going to be one of the most beneficial episodes of the $100 MBA show. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA show is sponsored by SumoMe. We've installed SumoMe on our websites about 2 years ago and couldn't be happier. It's probably the best thing we did on our website because with SumoMe, you install a suite of apps to help build your email list, to grow your website traffic, and a whole lot more. Their list builder app alone is worth its weight in gold. I don't know how much it weighs, but it must weigh a ton because it's amazing. And you can get it free forever. Just go to 100mba.net/sumoMe and install it right now. Again, that's 100mba.net/sumoMe. We got a lot to cover in today's episode, so as always, let's get right into it. Are you playing business or doing business? What's the difference? And what am I talking about here? Well, let me be absolutely clear. If you don't have something of value, whether that's a course, a product, a t-shirt, a piece of software, a service, whatever it is, if you don't have something of value out there in the world in exchange for something of value, you are not in business. You're playing business. Plain and simple. And many of us have been playing business for far too long. Let me get even more clear. If you don't have your product out in the world, whether it's on a website or a table at a flea market, you're not in business. Even if you just have your information out there saying, hey, I help people with their golf swing. Here's a free ebook in exchange for email. I'll give you that. That's a business because at least you're collecting an email address. That's an asset. You might have a blog about how to improve your golf swing, and you might be getting some ad money off that sponsorship. You might have a podcast with sponsorship on it. That's giving value in exchange for a value. You're getting something in return. But too many of us are tinkering, are building, are thinking, are trying to perfect our idea, and we're not out there. We're just playing. It's still in our head. And there's a good reason why you're doing this, and I'm going to tell you why. But if I ask you right now, what's your business? What are you doing? What do you offer? And you tell me, hey, I offer this, and I can't find you online. If I can't find you, if I can't go somewhere, if I can't do something, if you can't tell me where I can find your business, whether it's a physical business or an online business, you're not in business. It doesn't exist. I mean, the next question is, how long have you been working on this? If it's been a week, okay, but if it's been months, some of us years, I've met people who have been playing business for decades. So why do we do this? Why do we play business? Why don't we actually have our thing out there? Why do we keep tinkering away, trying to make it perfect? Well, it's a safe place. When your value, when what you do, what you offer the world is not out there yet, even with a simple landing page or a website, one-page website that says, hey, I do this. If you're interested, put your email in here and I'll give you more information about how I do this or how I can help you. The reason why people don't even get to that step and continue to think and tinker and plan is because it's safe and comfortable to be in that area. You're not judged. And hey, if you never launch, you never can fail. but you also can never succeed. That's the whole point. Why are you doing this in the first place? You got to get out there. You got to get started. One of my favorite tips or favorite things I've learned from Robert Kiyosaki is fail fast. You're going to fail. You're going to mess up. You're going to have some screw-ups. And they get more subtle as you grow as an entrepreneur. But the point here is that get them out of the way. Start failing. It's okay. You're going to get some wins along the way and it's going to push you forward. But you can't be afraid to fail. You got to keep moving forward. We also play business because we think everything has to be perfect. Unfortunately, you're a human being and you're flawed and humans cannot be perfect if you haven't noticed. I'm joking a bit, but it's true. It's not going to be perfect. So you got to put it out there and let it grow and let it change and let your audience tell you how to modify it. Get feedback and iterate and iterate. We talk about this all the time, to start lean, to have a minimal viable product and start growing from there. But a minimal viable product that nobody knows about is useless. You got to put it out there. All right, let's talk solution. Let's talk about action. If you identify with what I'm saying today, if you feel like, hey, I've been playing business for a while now, I got to start doing business, here's what you do. This weekend, put up a website. Put up a one-page website and tell people what you do and ask for their email. You can give them a free PDF if you want, a one-pager, 10 tips on how to improve your golf swing, or 5 ways to save on your next vacation, whatever your area of expertise is. Even if you are going to sell physical products, what are 5 ways to use that product? When I used to sell clothing, I had my own clothing line back in the day. I used to use content marketing all the time. I had guides on how to dress for an interview. What's the best color to wear with your complexion? All that kind of stuff. The point here is that this weekend, you need to create a page, get out there in the world, and tell the world what you do. Ask for their email in exchange. Get started. Put it out there. There's no excuse. I showed you before, one of our sponsors is Weebly. It took me literally 10 minutes or something to create this webpage. Go to omarzinholm.weebly.com. Check it out. It's super simple. I'm not trying to give Weebly an extra plug here, but it's really easy and you have no excuse. You can get started for free if you go to weebly.com/MBA. But the point here is that you can do this weekend. Block off a few hours and you could put up this page and just get it done. Get it done. Not perfect. You'll feel better about yourself once it's out there and you'll feel like, hey, I'm in the real world. I'm really doing business now. I'm actually offering people something. I'm giving them something. I'm letting them know what I can do for them. If you're extremely nervous and you're like, oh, I'm not ready to give my service or my product yet. It's not ready yet. No one said you had to sell it this weekend, but you have to put it out there and say, hey, I am going to sell this product that's about this, that's going to solve these problems, that's going to help you out. This is what it's all about. If you want to learn more, get on this email list. And when they're on your email list, send them an email once a week. Let them know what you're working on. Ask them some questions so you can improve your product. Start doing business. Stop tinkering by yourself. Business is not a bubble. You have to work with other people. You have to work through with your customers. You have to communicate with customers. Hey, recently, our software, Webinar Ninja, had an explosion in growth. Over the course of 10 days, we got over 7,000 members. It was incredible. I had to jump in and help our customer support staff with help desk tickets, with support tickets as we grew our support team. And hey, I learned a lot by being in those tickets and listening to customers and realizing what they're really struggling with or what they need or what they would like to see in the software. I also learned what they really love. So I make sure that I keep those things. The point here is that you got to communicate with people that want your thing. And if people don't know what your thing is, you can't communicate. So this weekend is your first step to doing business if you're not doing business yet. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Lenovo. The future of the data center is moving to the cloud, and this presents great opportunities for business and IT. Lenovo is shaping the next generation data center by enabling companies to create scalable cloud infrastructures. That means when it comes to growing your business, the sky's the limit, pun intended. But seriously, Lenovo's cloud-optimized systems offer proven reliability and thoughtful innovations that help boost efficiency. We're talking turnkey infrastructure for private and hybrid clouds that set up, scale, and become operational quickly. And Lenovo's service professionals and their partners provide the support needed to maximize success for customers. And as always, Lenovo is there to plan, implement, and provide support for you. Learn more about how Lenovo is transforming the data center at solutions.lenovo.com. Again, that's solutions.lenovo.com. Guys, to wrap up today's lesson, I know I was a bit tough on you. I know I was really being really direct, but you're going to thank me. You got to start doing, you got to put it out there, you got to be in the world of business. You're going to be judged. You're going to be criticized. You're going to get some haters if you are doing something that's special, that is significant. If you're not getting hate, if you're not getting criticism, you should be worried. You should be like, hey, I'm not really striking any emotion with anybody. You're just vanilla then. I remember when we started getting our first, you know, haters and people criticizing and trolls, you know, it hurt a little bit in the beginning because you work really hard on your business. You put your soul into it. But then I realized this is part of the territory. I'm starting to grow as an entrepreneur and this is what's going to happen. The best entrepreneurs out there get a lot of hate. You know how much hate Steve Jobs got because they didn't like the way Apple locks down their software so much, or his reputation of being an overly driven person, or how much hate Elon Musk gets? I mean, the guy's taking on the oil industry with the electric car. He's going to get some hate. So if you're not getting hate, you're probably not doing something that's noteworthy, that's significant enough to get attention. So be happy. It's okay. You're part of that club now when you start getting some hate. All right, everybody. I want to see you start doing business if you're not already. If you are doing business, congratulations. Fantastic. My advice to you is if you see somebody who is not doing business, is still playing business, help them out. Tell them what you did. Tell them your path. Give them some advice if you can, and just be there. Be supportive. Maybe do a call with them once every 2 weeks to see where they're at. We're in this together, guys, as entrepreneurs, as independent entrepreneurs trying to build our thing, bootstrap it together, and make it successful. So let's support each other. All right, today's lesson is just about wrapped up, but today's episode is not over because I got to give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Found My Wings from Canada. Found My Wings says, best podcast ever. 5 stars. Your podcast episode on Stop Trying to Discover Your Passion, episode 444, was the best podcast that I ever heard from anyone. Your advice has helped me bring clarity to me and my issues that I'm struggling with. There are many valuable gems in your podcast, and I really enjoy listening to your show every morning. Keep up the great work, Omar. I hope we can meet one day. Me too. Me too. I wish we can meet one day. And please email us at support@businessrepublic.net to let us know if you're ever going to any conferences. We may be able to meet up there. And also, you know, in that email, reach out to us because you won the free ride. We got to hook you up with the lifetime membership. Just email us at support@businessrepublic.net so we can give you that free access to the $100 MBA training and community worth $100. It's yours for free for leaving us an iTunes rating and review. Every week we do this, guys. So make sure you leave us iTunes rating and review so you can enter the weekly random draw. Congratulations, Found My Wings, and welcome to the $100 MBA training and community. That's it for me today. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. I'm not going to lie to you. Building a business is hard work. It's a lot of hard work. And it's not only just work in terms of putting the time in. It's emotionally hard on you. It's mentally difficult. You're constantly being pushed to the limits, and that's how you grow. That's what's so fulfilling about building a business, is because you're never stagnant. You're always trying to push yourself to the next level. And sometimes it's the next emotional level. And sometimes when you're transitioning from playing business to doing business, you kind of have to just jump into it and say, hey, what's the worst that can happen? If I keep just playing business, I'll never see my thing come true, never see it in the world. I'll never be the entrepreneur I want to be. So go for it and make those emotional leaps as well. All right, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Q&A weekends, I'll see you then. Take care.